58 degrees. Gorgeous day out there in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. And the Jeremy Lawrence Show, hour number two, as we get things kicked off this hour. We spent a little time at the end of last hour talking about this case in the Supreme Court, the Aereo case. And if you've kept up with that, this is kind of this obscure company. Nobody'd ever heard of it, myself included, until just earlier this week when this came up in the courts. But this particular service, basically what they would do is they would get local over-the-air signals on an array of tiny little antennas that users then stream through the web, watch or record programming that says for in between $8 to $12 a month. Now, broadcasters are saying, oh, wait a minute here. What in the world are you doing? Because that's that's our material. You're rebroadcasting this. Well, the idea is that they're catching this and streaming it to you. They're just doing it a lot of times over and again.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I mean, I'm looking at this thing, just looking at the general model of this and trying to figure out, okay, what's so wrong about this? You know, what is it that, now I get the whole idea of, you know, that they're a little afraid of the, you know, okay, well, I don't want you to, you know, get away from using an antenna in your own home, which you could do that, you know, and a lot of people will still do that, even that drop cable will have a little HD antenna somewhere and be able to get their own television stations right there in the, right there in their own television.
Yeah, use that that box. I can't mm-hmm. remember the name of it right now.
Yeah, but that thing, whatever it is, that thing people do. But in this case, all these people are doing is basically the same thing. They've got a little antenna that they put up to catch signals from a certain area. Say if you wanted to, for whatever reason, catch television in Birmingham. You know, I mean, strange as it may seem, if that was home for you at some point, maybe you'd be interested in that. I don't know. But, some people might be like, well, all right, now New York City. I want to know what's going on in the biggest city in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. There you go. That's for you. See, for me, it would probably be Cincinnati just because I'm a Reds and Bengals fan, But that's just me. But basically what these people do is they set up an antenna in that area and then they hook that up to a stream and stream it to you and say, you know what, based on wherever it is and, you know, whatever the signal is, how it gets to you and the whole bit, they price it somewhere between $8 and $12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's really wrong with it? I mean, you're recording the program. I mean, all the commercials, all the station IDs mm-hmm. are still going to be in there.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just like you're recording, you know, off of, let's say I have DirecTV and I use their DVR and I record mm-hmm. a program on ABC. Everything's still in there. I may fast forward it, but it's all there.
No, and I can remember, I mean, I used to subscribe to Dish Network several years ago. And when we did that, you know, we had the DVR and the whole bit. I learned that little skip button was great.
Yes, skip definitely.
30 seconds. Keep going. There you go. And I figured out, oh, wait, that's the show. Skip back. All right. I mean, I got real good at skipping all those commercials. People walk up to me now. Have you seen this commercial? No, I haven't. And I honestly haven't. I don't see commercials anymore unless I go looking for them on YouTube.
The only time I see commercials is during sporting events that I'm not recording.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Super Bowl, that kind of thing, or you're watching your team on television, what little you catch of them in this area, because they seem to think they're Lions fans around here, you know.
Yeah, they don't air a lot of Denver games for some reason.
Apparently not, yeah, you know, and Cincinnati games, forget it. If you're not in Cincinnati somewhere, you're done. It's not unless they're playing a New York team, and then all bets are off.
Or if they're playing the Lions.
There you go. If they're playing the Lions, you know, once every 3 years, I catch a game here. You know? but that's – and I'm so intrigued by this. The whole idea, you know, the technology allows you the ability to do this. And everything I can see, this passes muster with the law, I would think. Because you're talking about – I have an antenna. I just happen to have one in Tallahassee, Florida, or wherever it is that you've got the antenna that they put up for you.
The only thing where I could see it being an issue, and this was actually brought up by a caller while we were during, we were in break, is with the NFL games, because those are actually tuned for a certain market, and maybe it'd be illegal to see those because, you know, you got DirecTV with their NFL Sunday Ticket where you can watch every game if you pay a certain fee. So maybe the NFL wouldn't like you stealing their games.
It could be, but does the NFL have any say in it?
I don't know.
That's the question.
Yeah.
Because if the NFL is saying, well, we're going to provide this to this market, and you happen to have an antenna in that market, I mean, say you're a 49ers fan, heaven help you if you are, but if you're a 49ers fan, if you've got an antenna in San Francisco and you just happen to be watching it here in Kalamazoo, are they going to be able to tell you, hey, you can't do that? You're not right there.
Yeah, are they going to black the game out?
You know, your living room is not in San Francisco, you know. I'm fascinated by the technology that enables this. But looking this over, I really am having trouble seeing any way that the Supreme Court could look at this and not say, you know what? That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that. And I got to think, you know, and it was one thing that I think when I was on with DirecTV, or not with DirecTV, with Dish Network at one point, I asked them the question about local television because we had local TV channels. And I got to thinking about that. I was like, well, wait a minute. They've got access to all the local channels all over the country. Could I just request a certain locality's channels? Because what do I care, you know?
Yeah.
So, and they told me, no, we can't do that. That's, you know, it's just a part of our agreement with them. We got to do. Okay, all right, I get that. That's fine. But this particular outfit has no agreement with the networks. So they're basically taking a product that is out there free for the taking for anybody in that market that can get a TV antenna in the air. They're free for the taking. You can get that. You don't have to pay a dime for it. And then they're just streaming it specifically to you.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, I kind of like this business model. I like the idea. It's just... it's one of those things where the more I think about this, the more I'm saying, wow, I wish I would have thought of that.
Yeah, me too.
But and they're going through this. They've been at it for a couple of years. Now it's in the Supreme Court. And I heard an interview with their CEO the other day, and they asked him, well, all right, if this goes the other way in the Supreme Court, if it doesn't go your way, what's that going to mean? They said, well, we're probably going to close up shop. So there really is no plan B there. This is what they plan on doing. And if the Supreme Court said, no, what you're doing is wrong, yeah, that probably would not be something they could continue. But I find this interesting because part of this, I mean, the justices, when they were listening to arguments on this, they first had to figure out what this service is. Justice Sotomayor was asking, well, is this kind of like my Roku box? You know, how is this? Is it different? Well, it's very different, actually. And Justice Scalia says, well, would it be able to get HBO? Well, no. No, it wouldn't do that. Because HBO is not over the air. That's a cable network. And I got to say, you know, and there are a lot of ways to get some of the cable networks if you want to do that. I mean, cable, definitely. But there are some of them that have apps out there that you can watch stuff on. ESPN is real good at that. And I think you're seeing others of these networks starting to develop apps for, you know, apps for your iPhone or for your Android-based phone or your tablet or for the Xbox. They've got those. I don't know if they've got those on PlayStation or not, the apps that do some of that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know on Xbox they have ESPN, because when I was living at an apartment, we had AT&T U-verse, and we could watch anything on ESPN. Mm-hmm. But then when we moved out and we just had regular cable at another complex, we couldn't actually watch ESPN because we had to have a certain internet provider, which was a bad thing. I didn't like that.
Now, the interesting thing with ESPN is they offer... all right, if it's on one or two, their number one or number two channel, you got to have cable to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's on ESPN3, well, we'll stream that right to you right now.
Yeah.
You know, so I have watched some really bizarre college football games over the course of time.
I've watched Western on ESPN3 before.
You know, and it's kind of cool that you're able to do that. And it's nice that they're providing that. I tend to think that they're eventually going to go that way where, you know what, all our programming is available for just a flat service fee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just imagine. You can get ESPN for $6 a month. How many guys are going to line up and go, sign me up right there?
Oh, I'm in.
You know, how many of us are going to sit there and go, okay, let's see, I can watch baseball, I can watch football, I can watch basketball, I can watch all the stuff that they got, and I can get any network that they got. Yep. Right
sign,
there.
Sign me up and right now.
Eventually, I think it's going to go that way because you see, you know, with a lot of the cable companies, they're dealing with this. They're dealing with a loss of subscribers to their channels. And they're dealing with a lot more competition, too, because, you know, you got the, you know, Dish and DirecTV, and you got some of the fiber optic networks that are out there around the country. Phone companies are offering television, for crying out loud, you mm-hmm. know. So, I mean, this stuff is out there. And then you've got a service like this. The broadcast networks aren't liking it because it's basically saying, all right, no, I don't want my local channel. I want the local channel from way over there.
I want it from Green Bay or I want it from Marquette.
Mm-hmm.
Just naming a couple, you know, TV stations I see when I'm up in the Upper Peninsula.
There you go. You know, and Green Bay. I mean, what? There are Packer fans around here. I know there's Packer fans listening right now. Would you sign on for that? Of course you would. And if you think about that, okay, you're going to get local sports in that area too. So, you know, that there's the thing. If you're from a certain area and you want to get television from that area, you know, they're going to mention your alma mater. Aren't you going to sign on? You know,
oh,
think
yeah.
about that. So I'm looking at this and thinking, I don't see how the Supreme Court could do anything but just say, you know what? No, their business model works. And judging from the arguments that that were, you know, some of the things that the justices were saying, it almost sounds like they're kind of leaning that way. But you don't know. So we're going to kind of sit around and wonder until the end of June when they finally decide, you know what? Nope. Here it comes. This is what our ruling is. I almost wish they would do it right then. But, you know, this is the Supreme Court. They don't work that way.
No, they work rather slowly.
You know, which is probably okay. I mean, the only time I saw them work fast was the 2000 election, and they had to.
We had to have a president.
Yeah, it was like, okay, we need a president, guys. Come on. So, and they worked pretty quick on that one. I can remember that night watching when the ruling came in, and they were saying, yeah, this ruling, okay, Bush is president, next, you know. But Supreme Court normally, I mean, they're not going to go, okay, we've heard the arguments. You guys get out of here. 10 minutes, come back. You know, this is not Matlock. You know, they're not going to come back and go, all right, you know what, Ben, you were right about that. You know, let's get this out of the way. You know, that's not what they're going to do. But in this case, I got to wonder if they're not going to look at this and go, you know what? I don't know if you're going to be successful in business or not, but you've designed a business model that that definitely does not violate copyright laws. Yeah, you go around them a little bit and you bend it, but guess what? Bending of the rules has been happening in courts all over the country mm-hmm. since the beginning of the nation. So I got to think that with this, that's the only way that they're going to be able to go. That's, you know, certainly if I were a justice, that's probably the way I'd be going at this point, going, well, you know what? I admire their moxie, and I think, you know, regardless, we ought to give them a shot to be able to do their business. Because a service like this, until the networks get to the point of where they're offering you direct access to their stuff anytime you want, and yeah, they've got that a little bit because they've partnered with Hulu. Most of them have, you know, and they've got that service. I think CBS does something different. But you know, until they change that way of operating, until they say, all right, you want to watch the latest Hawaii 5-0, here it is. You know, and they've got that a little bit right now with they're doing this, but they don't offer the ability to stream it to just you. And that is something that they could do. And think about all the programming that they offer. How many of these shows, how many of these vintage shows would people stream? If they could get a hold of that, mm-hmm. you know, that otherwise aren't available, how many of them would they stream that way? You know, I'm thinking of some shows that were on several years ago that I'm thinking, yeah, I'd watch that again. Or, you know what, I missed a few episodes of that. Yeah, I wouldn't mind watching that. Well, you get some of that on Netflix, but until you get the networks into that kind of business model, which they're not one to do at this point, then you're going to have a problem. And, and think about, you know, if they do change to that kind of a model, it's going to revolutionize the way that a lot of people are doing. I mean, are you going to have, you know, NBC Nightly News with Brian Williams anymore? Probably not. How many people would stream it? You know, an awful lot of people watch that because, you know, it's the older set. They watch that. You know, and if you watch it, there's nothing against that. That's fine. But not everybody watches their news that way. You know, and they'll know right off with something like that. You wouldn't have to go to your ratings and sit there and go, okay, well, how's this? Okay, 8 million households. All right, that's good. Okay, 5 million on them. Okay, that's it. That's history. You're going to know immediately what people want to watch and how often. And if something is not good, guess what? You're going to have an idea real quick that people don't like it.
It's going to get canned and thrown away.
Mm-hmm. Might even get canned and thrown away quicker than some of the stuff that's out there these days.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about it? 382-4280, 877-382-4280. What do you think? What do you think? How do you think the Supreme Court will rule on this? Also, 803-73, if you want to text us and get to us that way, you can share your comments and thoughts with us. As we continue on with this, I find the whole idea fascinating. It's the kind of thing that, I don't know, I'm not a subscriber at this point, but it's interesting. I'm intrigued. We'll talk with you as you call in. We've got somebody on the line already, and we will get to them ever so shortly as we continue ahead with the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. And it's 57 degrees right now in Kalamazoo. Jeremy Lawrence here with you as we continue on. Got Deb on the line right now. Let's go right to the phones. Deb, welcome to the program. Glad you're with us.
Hi, sure thing. Thanks. I didn't hear your whole conversation. I probably don't really have anything new to add, except that I did hear the broadcast networks. I know they're not in favor of it. And someone mentioned on the news that they could just transfer over to only being part of packages, which they don't want to do, but that they could easily do, and it would just take away any free viewing for anybody. So I wonder if you had any thoughts about that part. I know it's only in 10 cities now, but gosh, wouldn't it be great to have it here?
Yeah. You know,
but that was something they mentioned. They can just, you know, make it so that nobody gets any free access. It's part of the packages of whatever they buy, and I thought, oh, well, that wouldn't be good either, but I don't know how viable that would be. So
I don't know.
So I mean, throw that out there.
A lot of it just depends on what, and Deb, thanks for your call. I appreciate
sure.
it. But, you know, a lot of it depends on would the networks be willing to step into a situation where they're competing along the same level as HBO
or
something like that.
I don't know if they could compete with HBO, in all honesty.
I don't know. I mean, because, you know, networks have that whole, you know, that, well, you can't broadcast this word or that word or the other. We know that well because we're dealing with the same thing. But, would they want to go that way? Maybe eventually, if we get to the point where there's enough people that aren't paying any attention to local TV, they might want to go there. But these are a lot of tough questions that are being considered. Because, you know, the networks have got to be ready to do something. Mm-hmm. If the Supreme Court doesn't rule in their favor, they've got to be willing to say, you know what? We got to change the way we look at things. I don't know. Just my opinion on this one. Jeremy Lawrence Show continues on 590 WKZO. Fifty-eight degrees in Kalamazoo. Jeremy Lawrence here with you on 590 WKZO. This portion of the program brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, the best place for your money. Learn more at lmcu.org. And we continue on with the program. You know, I still find it just so fascinating. And I don't know. I got to look into this service a little further just to see what in the world they offer. But I find it so fascinating when somebody comes up with one of these unique ideas.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and if you've been following us, we were talking earlier, if you're just joining us, we were talking earlier about the Supreme Court case involving Aereo and the broadcast networks and that kind of thing. The broadcast networks don't like the fact that this company is setting up antennas in certain locales and say, all right, you know, here's the stuff. Here's what we're getting over the air. Here it is, just for you. Broadcast networks don't like that. They took it to court. And, you know, to me, I think the thing that is more fascinating about this is just that somebody came up with this idea. You could just picture it, the whole idea that somebody was sitting there going, what if we did this? You know, it's just that's, and you get that sense that they were kind of sitting there and suddenly, boom, it came into their head and they had this idea and they kind of get this little smile that you can always hear in their voice. What if we did this? Just imagine the money we would make. And you know what? This is totally legal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. You know,
why not?
You could picture that. You know, so I mean, to me, it's fascinating that people are willing to do this kind of thing. Because, you know, you're laying it on the line and doing that and taking it to court over your right to exist as a business. Hats off to you, particularly if you feel like you're doing it under the law. And I think, you know, there's enough lawyers involved in this situation, going to the Supreme Court, they're going to look at this and say, well, you know what? There is some question here, okay, but mainly I can see how it could be completely and totally within the law to do this.
Now, we actually had a caller when we were on break calling mm-hmm. and say that they were actually against Aereo mm-hmm. because they don't have to pay the royalties.
Mm, yeah, which I get that. But the other side of that is they're picking up the signal from a station that already has.
Mm-hmm.
So the royalties are paid. You're just watching them in another market. So technically, are they picking up more viewers that way? Well, yeah, maybe. But maybe not. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, this is why the people on the Supreme Court take a few months to sit around and jaw about
this.
Yeah,
and discuss it and then come down with their decision.
You know, I just want to be a fly on the wall in that room when the Supreme Court justices are sitting there having a conversation with one another. Well, what do you think about this case? Man, I don't know. you know, and they sit there because you know that some of them are sitting here going, well, you know what, here's what I think about it. Oh, yeah, well, here's kind of what I think about it. And some of them are sitting here going, you know, if John over there thinks that it's this, oh, maybe I should go with that. Or, you know what, Clarence thinks this. Wow, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about that. And, you know, some of the other ones, you know, Elena Kagan and the like are going to go, oh, it's this. And a lot mm-hmm. of them, and they'll gravitate towards their own group because, you know, they will. But that's just the interesting thing about it. I find it all intriguing. So it'll be interesting to see how all this works. Now, we did have some other things that we told you top of the show that we were going to do. And we want to be able to do this because there are people that are expecting this. We do giveaways. And I'm a giving guy. I want to be able to give things away. You know what? I would just take these tickets that are in my hand right now and say, you know what? They're yours. Here you go. I'm just that kind of a giving guy. Just, you know what? Here, have some movie tickets. That's great. But Michael insists that we got to do something to get these movie tickets. Now, the other thing, too, is we're adding in a little something extra. Because we just like to do that. You know, a little something extra. So, here's what you get. Here's the prize package. Two tickets to see the new movie that is coming out. Actually, it's coming out what is it? Next weekend. It's not this weekend. It's next weekend from what I'm seeing. But we'll give them to you early anyway. Walk of Shame. That's what these tickets are for. Walk of Shame. And that's the one the reporter is dreaming of being a news anchor. Well, then she's stranded in downtown L.A. without a phone, car, ID, or money and 8 hours to make it to the most important job interview of her life. Interesting little story. So you got that. Then, if you're into theater, musical theater in general, Annie Get Your Gun is one you've probably seen, and if you haven't, you should. And if you haven't, or if you have, and you know you should, or you should again, we got tickets for it. They're going to be at the Civic in Kalamazoo, And WKZO night is on May the 1st. And we've got two tickets for that. So we've got two tickets for that, two tickets for Walk of Shame. I would just give them to you right now, but Michael is insisting. So here's what you got to do. You got to call one of these two numbers, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. And when you call, you have to answer the dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question that Michael's about to lay on us.
Yes. All right, so there was some history made in baseball last night, and the question is surrounding that, so here we go.
Okay.
What Major League Baseball player hit his 500th home run last night?
I know this.
This should be pretty easy.
I know this, and I'm not going to share it because I'm not that giving a guy. So 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You know what? As we continue ahead, we're going to let you know what the answer was to that trivia question and who won these movie and musical tickets. We'll give you all of that. Talk about some other things as well. I'm going to be talking about the 9/11 Museum. There's some controversy surrounding something there. We'll fill you in here in just a little bit as we continue. As we continue ahead, Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. And as we went to break, we asked you a trivia question, and we gave away some tickets to some things. Walk of Shame was one of them we gave tickets to. Also, Annie Get Your Gun, a nice little musical that's happening at the Civic in Kalamazoo. And we gave those tickets away, but okay, there's Michael. You started to take off on me.
Sorry, I just had to shut the door. I wasn't running away, don't worry.
Like, wait a minute, Michael. It's like 4:50, okay? Show's not over yet. All right. So anyway, we did all that giveaway of the fun prize pack. I know we're taking care of some entertainment here for you. And we did that with a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. Michael, what was the question and answer?
The question was, what Major League Baseball player hit his 500th home run last night?
Okay, now I know the answer to this one. That was Albert Pujols.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I actually read a story that the guy that caught the ball for the 500th home run is giving it back.
Oh, that's very nice
gesture. That's a classy act there.
Yes.
You know, I like that. But all right, so who knew the absolutely obvious answer?
It was Don Linders from Vicksburg.
All right. So Don gets to walk away with some tickets there. Congrats to you. Some great stuff. And in case you're wondering, well, you know what? We're going to have more of those tickets as we move along through the week on that one. Probably not tomorrow because we do have a Tigers game. Not sure how long the show will be. You know, it could be a longer show if they got one of those quick games they get in, or it could be a shorter show. Or no show.
Or no show, like, you know, what happened last week.
Last week, we didn't have any show at all because they kept going and going. You know, this is what the Tigers do, you know. They have games like that. But they're going to have a game tomorrow. Things get underway. I believe it's 12:40 is when the broadcast time gets underway. And we will have that game for you. As long as it takes, we'll be here bringing you the game. And when it's over with, barring any time and trouble, we're going to be here as well with some form of the program anyway. But that's just a little note for you. Now, this was one thing that I found interesting. To close out today, I was talked about the 9/11 Museum is getting ready to open. They're opening up. And actually, it looks like they opened just a couple of days ago. So they are open. But this particular thing, they have a documentary, less than 7 minutes long, that basically just gives you, here's the history of why these people attacked on September 11th, what they believed and that kind of thing. Brian Williams, NBC News anchor, was the voice on this, narrated the film, speaks over images of terrorist training camps and al-Qaeda attacks that spanned several decades, with explanations of the ideology of the terrorists that you know, tell you basically, all right, here's what these people believed. Here's why they did what they did. Well, there's an interfaith panel that has denounced the portrayal of Islam in this. Now, I think it's clear. They say, you know what? Al-Qaeda started because of certain people in Islam who viewed that they need to be able to carry out a mission as jihad, holy war, basically, is what they say. And, you know, not all Muslims are like that. And I think we know that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, how many of us, even if you don't know a Muslim, we know that, you know, in certain areas of the country, you can drive right by. Okay, well, there's a mosque right there. And we hear about that. And, you know, I know personally someone who's very, very peaceful, believes in, you know, the Muslim religion, one of the sweetest people that you could ever meet. And she's Muslim. And I know she's not a Muslim extremist. And I think that's the difference here is, you know, this film talks about Al-Qaeda. This is their history. This is it. This is why they did what they did. But people in the Muslim faith are a little against this. They're saying, well, they're going to think all Muslims are terrorists. Well, no, I don't think that, you know, yes, there are some people out there that believe that.
The people who believe that are ones that just believe the stereotypes are, you know, go with any type of group.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing. It's a key for a couple of things. First of all, I think many of us realize that Al-Qaeda is a group of Muslim extremists. We understand that. We understand not all Muslims are Al-Qaeda. We get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think from the Muslim faith, from that standpoint, I think there is some need for American Muslims of the peaceful variety, and they are everywhere, to be able to step out and say, you know what, this is what my faith is all about. You know, and I'm not a person that believes the Muslim faith, but I have met people that have. They believe it with all their heart. And I'm glad that they are here in a nation where they can do that freely and openly and without problems. And I'm thankful for that. I'm glad for that. But I think that it's up to people in that sort of way to be able to say, you know what? No. These guys that did 9/11, that's not me. And that was a big deal because the person that I know that is Muslim, I used to work with her. And when we asked her, all right, what's that about? She had very, very specific words that she used in describing the terrorists. And it was the same words that we all use. You know, evil and horrible and, you know, just all the things that, you know, and I'm not trying to dredge up 9/11 again, but you know what I'm talking about. Those words, when you think about those people that crashed planes into buildings, there are words you use. There are some words that we can't say over the air that mm-hmm. you used. I understand that. And I think there's the key is people that are in the know, that believe that faith, being able to get to people and say, you know what? No, this is what the Muslim faith really is to me. And there are people that believe differently, just as there are people that believe the Christian faith differently. Now, granted, there's not a whole lot of Christians out there that are ready to blow up buildings over it. But there are also Muslims that don't believe in that either, you know. So I think, you know, there's the area where we need to educate one another and honestly be open-minded enough to say, you know what, I don't believe that. I don't think I ever could. But you are welcome to your belief. Thank you for sharing it with me. Thank you for educating me on that. You know, I can remember a time that when I sat down with this coworker of mine, we were going to one of these conferences somewhere. We had a long drive, and I just said, okay, I don't understand your faith. Tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about this. Why do you do this? Why do you do that? Why is that like this? And she was very open with it, just to be able to say, you know, and I told her up front, look, I'm not, you know, I'm not here to convert you. You're not here to convert me. Let's just have a discussion. Let's just talk about it.
Yeah, right.
And it was a great learning experience. I recommend it. If you know of anybody of that faith, just have that kind of discussion and say, all right, educate me a little bit here. Tell me what it is really, you know, because we know that there are extremists out there that believe this and that in that faith. But I know you. You're not that. So teach me about that, you know, and have an open mind to at least hear what they have to say and say, you know what? Okay, I get it. Could never believe that, but I get it.
Yeah.
And I understand where you're coming from.
And I took a class in high school where we learned about all different kinds of faith, Islam, learned more about Christianity, Jewish, you know, Egyptian religion from the old days, Greek gods, all sorts of different things, and it really opened my eyes.
It's like a comparative religion class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm all for that, particularly, you know, people would say I was nuts, but I'm all for that in the public school if you're giving it equal treatment and saying, you know what, here's the beliefs of this, here's why they believe it, here's what they don't believe. I'm all for that. Well, we got to go. We've got a lot of things to get done. The afternoon news is coming up, so make sure you stick around for that. Tiger baseball tomorrow. We'll be with you as soon as that's over with. Time willing, of course. And if nothing else, we'll be back on Friday as well. Be sure you're with us. Have a good evening.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.